64. Listening. Exercise 7. Listen to part 3 of the interview and continue the sentences. Part 3.
So what's the best way to safeguard valuables?
Look, I hate to disappoint you, but there's really no such thing as a safe place. It doesn't matter how clever you think you are about hiding your valuables. If a burglar has enough time, he'll find them.
So you say there's nothing we can do once a burglar breaks into our house?
Not exactly. But I suggest you start thinking like a burglar. What are his motives? One's obvious. To run off with your money and any other valuables. But there's another one. To get out of your house as quickly as possible. That's why you should never hide all of your money and valuables too well.
I don't understand.
Look, if a burglar can't find money and valuables in the usual places, he'll just keep searching until he finds something, even if it means tearing the house apart. But he also wants to get out of your house quickly without getting caught, so that if he does find something, he may just take it and leave.
I suppose that makes sense.
So it's advisable to leave him some money where he'll find it easily, whether you have more money in the house or not. This may keep the burglar from destroying your home while trying to find your hiding place.
Okay, let's say I decide to do that. How much should I leave?
Well, it depends. If you live in a rich area and only leave 100 euros, the burglar will be pretty sure there's more somewhere. But in a different part of town, 100 euros might be enough to convince him to grab it and leave.
That's really something to take into consideration. Any other advice for us?
If you do hide money somewhere in your house, make sure to tell the other members of your family where your hiding place is. If they don't know, they might accidentally throw it away, and that's just as bad as having a burglar steal it.
Larry, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.